Sheena, we're going to give you a couple of minutes here to vent, because I know sometimes you just need to vent.
Yeah, I don't like to complain. I like to be grateful for everything I have. However, sometimes...
We need some music.
Your blood just boils, right?
Like, I think, what music would be like...
Our tune.
No, like, it needs to be, like, angry music, because she's gonna moan here.
There's no chance that she could be angry, Sheena. No matter how...
I feel a little angry about this, to be honest.
You tell me. Tell me what's going on.
All right, so I've rented a new apartment, and I was really excited. You know when you, like, take a step towards making your dreams come true, and I always wanted to live by the beach. So this beautiful apartment cost me a lot more than what I wanted to spend on it.
Totally over your budget.
Yeah, totally over my budget. However, I felt like, okay, it has an amazing gym, it has an amazing pool, it's by the beach. Like, I was so excited about this lifestyle that I was about to enter into.
Mm.
So I get the place, I sign the contract, and I go.
You pay the money?
Yes. Up front.
All of it?
All of it. And I go there, and I'm excited, you know. I go to, like, try and use the gym, and they're like, oh, you need an access pass for the gym. Okay, how do I do that? Well, blah, 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 blah. Oh, by the way, if your family or anyone needs to use it, you have to pay 100 dirhams per person if you want to. Like, say you came to visit
100
me.
100 dirhams or dirhams?
100 dirhams.
Dirhams, okay, yeah.
If you came to visit me and we wanted to go hang out by the pool.
Yep.
100 dirhams per person.
Dirhams or dirhams?
Dirhams.
Okay. So, like, when your mom and dad come on holiday, they've got to pay 100
yes.
dirhams. That is ridiculous.
Yes, but it's worse than that, okay? Even for myself,
yep.
If I go swimming in my swimming pool,
yeah. which you paid the rent for,
yes,
and everything, yeah.
A premium, yep. And then I decide I get out of the pool and I want to lie on the sunbed,
yeah.
I have to pay 30 dirhams to lie on the sunbed.
30 dirhams just to lie on the
yes.
sunbed in your place.
Is
in the
that
pool.
Not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard of?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
I've never heard of that.
No,
I've never heard of that.
Are you saying it's not a hotel?
No, it's a normal okay. apartment building.
I think
she knows. She checked herself into the, like, Jumeirah Beach Hotel here or something.
Oh, this
no,
is nice.
It's not a hotel.
Really,
it's
expensive.
I keep seeing new people.
I just walked downstairs. Breakfast is all there for me.
If that was the case, I wouldn't be complaining.
Okay,
however,
so I can, and I think for you and I were talking about this yesterday off the radio. You've already stretched your budget. You really went above it. You thought to yourself, you're just going to do this because, you know, you want to enjoy your time.
Yes.
But now you can't actually enjoy it because now you have to pay even more just to enjoy what you thought you were already paying for.
Yeah, and the thing that upsets me the most is nobody told me ahead of time. I feel duped. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally
get that. You should have informed me of these incidental costs, and then I could have made a decision based on that.
So
have
you
we done it? Have we got Sheena mad?
I
is
think
this
she's
it?
Mad. She's
I do
it.
Feel angry.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
No, I understand. You should have seen her on the phone talking to the real estate people the other day. Oof, I got worried.
Yeah.
Remember, you actually, Rossi was pretending to joke with, Rossi walked in, tried to joke with Sheena, and I looked at Rossi and said, just don't say anything.
I was really upset.
So, okay, well, listen. So is anything rectified? Have you resolved anything? Is it?
No, I've sent a few emails. This is the other thing. Mm. You call people, you talk to them, and they're supposed to help you because you pay the money to help you. They don't help you. They don't call you back. They don't message you back.
Hidden charges. It's all about hidden costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you? Has anything ever happened to you where you've gone and then hidden costs have just hit you up?
Oh, I know that you've had something recently with the mushrooms, right? You didn't realize.
My hidden costs were like 5 dirhams. She's talking hundreds of thousands. Let's talk hidden costs. Have you ever gone into something and then just got basically, you know...
Ripped off. And you're like, I didn't realize I have to pay for this as well.
Give me a call, 04-423-1000. Maybe your problem will help Sheena's... Just Sheena feel better.
She's got a funny shade right now. I've never seen her so angry.
04-423-1000. Hardy, your thoughts, hidden charges, expenses. Has this happened to you?
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, it definitely has happened to me. I live in a place that I had no business being there. My wife liked the apartment, so we went out and we got it. We're renting it, not buying.
Right.
And within a few months, we discovered that there were fleas all over the place because our landlord had let the neighbors let their pets roam around the house before we moved in. And then the water heater broke down within a month of us being there, and he wouldn't cover that. And the thing that really got me going was I was brushing my teeth one morning, and the marble slab where the sink is on just cracked and fell apart.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you brush your teeth very vigorously.
You were leaning on it too hard, Hardy. Come on.
Yeah, there you go, right? Mm. So anyway, I call up maintenance, and I said, hey, what's going on? And they said, oh, you know, this is broken before. You guys never fixed it. I said, what do you mean never fixed it? They said, yeah, you know, we suggested what you're doing. he just put silicone instead, you know, the little glue gun type thing. And I was like, wow.
So they're basically palming off all the expenses onto you, and you're just like, hold on a second, I pay rent here. I don't know. I shouldn't have to pay for these sort of stuff.
Right. Well, that's what you get, right?
Yeah. Or there should be full disclosure before, you know, they should give all of the information so that you can make a decision that's fully... You know.
We're talking about when you like sort of get ripped off or hidden charges, or you just feel like, hold on a second, it's not fair. Farah, you're talking about coffee.
Yes.
Why? What's up?
Yesterday in my work, I went to get a coffee from my friend because I usually don't drink coffee. I paid full amount for it, but in the end, I got half cup of coffee.
What do you mean they only filled the cup halfway?
I'm not sure because I thought the coffee might be light or something because I don't know how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So that's how I got it to my friend, and my friend said, what's this? I said, I don't know, it's your coffee.
Well, Shannon, that should make you feel a little bit better because they're getting ripped off half a cup of coffee here.
Okay? That is terrible. I think that would
Are
upset
me too. Are you being sarcastic?
just a little bit.
Shannon's thousands of dirhams.
Shannon's lost about 35,000.
I do feel sympathetic about that, though.
Shannon, it's your own fault. You didn't read the contract, obviously.
I read it, and I spent a week mulling over it, and I spoke to a lawyer friend, and I was sorted with the contract. This never came up, and it wasn't. Who thinks to ask, oh, by the way, do I need to pay extra for the sunbed?
Erica, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. I just have a suggestion that sometimes actually works here in Dubai, that you can actually write and submit all your contracts and paperwork and make sure that nothing is written on those little tiny letters that is talking about those fees that you need to be charged for. So, and you can submit everything for the Ministry of State for Happiness, and you just make your complaint, because in the end you might get, you know, your money back, or even your contract can be released earlier. So just a suggestion for you.
Okay, there we go, Sheena.
So that's what they do, the happiness, the Minister of Happiness.
Ministry of State for Happiness, and actually it worked here.
There we go, try it.
I would like to feel happy again.
Thank you.
I'm going to try that, because my pool hasn't been cleaned for months, and I think that's ridiculous. So I'll try that.